Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking about international beef export success in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HighBid.com. HighBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HighBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Beef exports in March, outstanding, as March beef exports posted the highest monthly value on record. Shipments of beef muscle cuts also set new volume records during the month of March. March highlights for U.S. beef exports included record exports to China, Honduras, and the Philippines, strong results for South Korea, not so much, though, for the nation of Japan. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that South Korea continues to be a great customer for U.S. Beef products, while the Japanese still up there pretty well, but have fallen off with COVID, a big concern.
You know, in the last three or more years, South Korea has been a rapidly growing market. You know, even going back to the really high prices and as far back as 2015 and 2016, South Korea was a rapidly growing market. So they've closed the gap on Japan as the number two market, and on a monthly basis have exceeded Japan, as you note. And so, you know, again, they've been a very rapidly growing market for us. And, of course, one of the things to keep in mind, whether we're talking Japan or South Korea or China, Hong Kong, or any of these markets, is they tend to be markets for a fairly specific set of products in each case. It's different across different markets. Certainly that's true when you compare the Asian markets to the Latin American markets. But the bottom line is, in terms of total volume, South Korea is emerging as one of our really strong and consistently strong markets for the most part.
We're not at Japan or South Korea levels yet, but the China-Hong Kong market continues to set records.
And obviously, anytime we're talking international markets, you know, there's a lot of potential volatility in those markets. But what emerged in 2020 was a rapid expansion of growth in the data specifically for mainland China. But, of course, after the change a number of years ago, China and Hong Kong really are not separate anymore. And as we anticipated, when you grow exports officially to China, you may see some decrease in exports to Hong Kong because there was always a certain level of transshipment between those two markets. And so putting the two together really nets that out. And what we see is the growth is there. There's every indication that it will continue strong for China. Their overall imports, of course, they've emerged as a very strong leading global importer of beef in recent years. Part of that is related to the protein deficit from African swine fever affecting their pork production. But beyond that, it's due to a fundamental growth in demand for beef in China.
Dr. Daryl Peel. As far as those March figures were concerned, beef exports totaling 124,000 metric tons in March, up 8% from a year ago, and the second largest of the post-BSE era. Export value broke the $800 million mark for the first time at $801.9 million, up 14% year over year. Beef muscle cut exports set new monthly records for both volume and value, 98,000 metric tons, and value at $718 million, up 17% from a year ago. For the first quarter, beef export numbers pulled even with last year's pace at 333,000 metric tons, valued at $2.12 billion. For beef muscle cuts, that first quarter set of exports increased 4% to 252,000 metric tons, valued at $1.9 billion, up 5% compared to a year ago. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.